brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 8th day of September, 2011. We have two mini guests joining us. One of them is a caller who at the end of the show we couldn't finish with, but I talked to off air, who went through the new behavior interrogation by the TSA after they grope you, after they body scan you both. Then they come over and ask, are you angry? Just a way to harass you and laugh at you and get in your face and interrogate you. And if they don't like the way you don't properly grovel to them, they are a Svengali. They are a magician. They are a mind reader. You're a terrorist. You go in the database and you don't fly. All because they went and took a 10-hour course. So now the pot-bellied little groping enforcers are now mind readers. She was telling the story, and I did some searching last night and found a lot of articles concerning it, where after you've been groped, after you've been, even if you don't talk back to your gods, your conquerors, your dog training kings, your submission training kings, after all of it, after the microwaving, everything, then they'll come over and say, are you angry? You don't like what happened? And then they put their hands behind their backs and say little arrogant things and put their chins in the sky and walk away. That's how she described it, just pure pleasure. And they're going to be on the streets. I actually experienced this 6 years ago in England. You videotape anywhere, you interview people, police run over like it's very strange to say, I need to know your name right now. Give me your passport. But they also do it to citizens. This happened to Steve Watson. Okay, I'm putting you in a database, an incident report for your safety. Do you not like me asking you questions? I can call more officers immediately and take you in for questioning. Oh, no, sir, thank you. That's better. Now get moving now. No. This is the new system. So you pull up to a checkpoint, and they've got an RV. They're taking blood all over the country under federal grants. They come over. All right, we're going to search the car. Get out of the car. Come over here. What's going on, officer? Just keep your mouth shut, buddy. Get over there. And they prod you over to the RV, and they've got the cop there with the needle. They take the blood. I mean, this is hardcore. They want in your body. They want on your person. That's what all this TSA stuff is about, breaking the ice. Can we grab the genitals? Can we go in the pants? Oh, you cried and spoke out. We're going to sue you now. Because we're getting ready for the bankers to take everything. Oh, the austerity, the carbon taxes, the taxes to breathe. Hay is a pollutant. Can't have that on the farm. That's now confirmed in the news. Oh, my gosh. Everything is evil now. But big agribusiness is all given waivers. Can't have those lemonade stands. Can't videotape us. Can't videotape your godlike government in public or life in prison. Oh, yeah. It's time to get robbed. Oh, the tyrants are here. The tyrants have landed. And like when I guess when they landed on the moon, they said, friend, Quillity Base, the eagle has landed. Instead of that, it's Tyranny Base. The control freaks have landed. And the red carpets roll out, and America learns to bow. Oh, great, powerful, big government. Oh, control freaks that hung the moon. You who make the birds sing. You that make the fish swim. You, oh great leaders of foreign bankers, take our firearms, spike our food and water with poison. We love you, government. Okay, we're going to come back from break, and I'm not in a good mood today. I'm going to be quite honest with everyone. It doesn't matter. It's tyrants to crush. We're here to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. We're here to identify the scourge.
Did you- you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Kickoff of another worldwide transmission against tyranny. It is the 8th day of September 2011 as we approach the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Let me just run through a smattering of some of the news that's coming up, and then I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. We've got all sorts of news where sports teams can't even come to the United States now from Mexico to play football games because the Mexican cartels are demanding $30,000. And that can only happen when you have corrupt police. That can only happen when the system is so corrupt that the criminals have become untouchables because the government's getting a cut of it. And then anytime good police try to stand up and speak out, they get killed. And every day, dozens and dozens, some days hundreds of police are killed. Mayors are killed. It is unspeakable. And that's one of the stories later in the broadcast I want to spend quite a bit of time on. Mexico is an example of where we're headed, an absolute criminal state. So people respond by not producing. People respond by not working hard because somebody's just going to take it from you. And then the society fails, and then it collapses like North Korea. And the incredibly criminal culture that has taken over Mexico is now taking over the United States. And it's merging quite nicely with the criminal Wall Street culture. But here's a headline here out of the Austin American Statesman. We're going to get this up at Infowars.com. The next few minutes, I'll give it to Kurt Nemo. In fact, you'll give this to Kurt and have him post it, a link to it so people can find it easy. Mexican football team backs out of Stony Point game. That's right. And more and more, this was going on decades ago. If you tried to go down into the border areas of Mexico as a college student or whatever, they would just arrest you for no reason, run your credit, and then call your family and say, depending on how much money your family had, we want $10,000, we want $100,000. And if you paid the money, they would start torturing you, generally. If your family ignored you, you'd sit there for a month in the dirt floor jail where nobody really feeds you. Families have to bring their family food. And then about a month later, they would just let you go. But if you started paying, the government would then hold you. And then what they do is they take a Sprite and they put you upside down and they dump Tabasco sauce, a red pepper sauce, habanero, up your nose. And then they pop the Sprite, or I guess it'd be a Topo Chico, and shoot fizzy water up your nose, one of the worst forms of torture known, but doesn't show any marks. And this can go on for a while. And the money is extracted. Now, if you criticize it, you're politically incorrect and hateful, because everybody knows Mexico is a pantheon of happiness, grace, and love. And the stupid gringos, no matter what color you are, dumb Americans, as we're called, go down to Mexico to controlled zones like Mexico City and places like that, controlled by the mobster government, where they try to keep crime at a minimum, and you sit there in a delusional fashion thinking how beautiful the beaches are while there's children running around who haven't eaten in days just a few miles away with sewers running right down the middle of the street. So I'm already starting to get into this here today, but this is already happening now in the U.S. Where people are being told, don't have this event or we're going to kill you. And the police more and more becoming corrupt and are taking the payoffs. And then once they start taking the payoffs, they're told to go along with more and more corruption. And if they say no, they just get killed. The Border Patrol's running drugs. The DEA's running drugs. The ATF is now moving in big time. And you've got a lot of ATF officers living in $2 million homes. Nobody bats an eye. You're making 50, 60 grand a year, 100 grand a year, and you're living in a $2, $3 million house and driving brand new Corvettes. And it's just a great mafia system. And so they love it. $500 billion a year because they keep drugs illegal. And now the criminal gangs are branching out into kidnapping and extortion. Kidnapping is up more than 20-fold in the last decade in Phoenix, Arizona alone. It's up more than 10-fold in San Antonio. And so we're going to live just like they do in Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Venezuela. The whole culture is collapsing and is going to collapse into a hell pit. And the bankers will sit offshore in Switzerland and other armored redoubts, enjoying themselves in free societies. Little pockets they keep for themselves. They fly above us via helicopter into armored compounds in New York, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas, and just laugh at everyone at the system of corruption that they've created. So here it is. Mexican football team backs out of Stony Point game. It goes on with a week to go before a showdown of state-ranked DeSoto. Stony Point has received some unexpected free time. Round Rock ISD Athletic Director Jim Lorwald confirmed yesterday afternoon that Monterey Tech has backed out of a game which was scheduled to be played on Thursday against Stony Point, according to the coach or athletic director. Monterey Tech, a football team from Mexico that played games at the Woodlands and Highland Park over the past 2 weeks, claimed that a cartel was demanding $30,000 in order to let Monterey Tech cross and come back across the border. And by the way, when we told you a decade ago, the Mexican troops in uniform in Mexican armored vehicles bring the drugs up and send the couriers across. I've interviewed sheriffs repeatedly in Texas, what, just 4 years ago and again 3 years ago. It was in the local news that they'll catch a 18-wheeler, a dump truck, you name it, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, And they'll be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 miles across in some incidents. And here come armored vehicles, Humvees. They pull up. Mexican troops set up on highways. Border Patrol stands down. They say, get out of the car in English with a bullhorn. They say, give us our vehicle or I'm going to kill you right now. And they take it right back across. And Americans literally begin urinating on themselves. This is what America is. TSA wants to go in the pants. Boom. It happens. Mexican troops want to come rob police. It happens. These are the cops that actually are trying to seize the drugs. You can't have a lemonade stand. You're going to jail. Local firefighters can't fight the fires. FEMA's the boss. You know, they want to come to New Orleans, take your guns. They do it. It's just a bunch of stinking, dirty, criminal mobsters breaking our will, training us to accept hell on earth. Feds are now announcing with the Rural Council, Animal ID, Premises ID, we're coming on your property. All these regulations on small farms and ranches that Big Agra is exempt from. They're now listing hay and coming on feedlots as a pollutant, saying that you, if there's any small pieces of hay, they can fine you because it's a pollutant. I mean, you can't make this up. I covered that yesterday. And it is just so wild. People say, well, if they're so criminal, if they're so mafia, why haven't they put you in jail? Why haven't they killed you? Well, they've threatened me, and they've done dirty tricks, and they've tried to assassinate my character. And they've run COINTELPRO posing as patriots. It's people praying for me. It's the grace of God. But it's also the fact that they don't want to validate everything I've said and done by making me a martyr. And at another level, they like it. They don't care. Criminals like to hear about what they're doing. Well, a lot of times they like to write letters into the cops. And I'm telling you, it's time to try to turn the corner on this, but you've got to recognize just how corrupt our country is. Monterey Tech cancellation, as well as rumors that were previously circulated about the age of players on the University of Nuevo León team Stony Point beat 2 weeks ago, will probably impact future scheduling decisions by Round Rock ISD. Both Mexican teams played Stony Point during 2009-2010 seasons because the Tigers' troubles with filling out a schedule. So I guess now high school teams play Mexican high school teams. Talk about total merger of the countries. I don't think that will be a priority, the athletic director said. The only reason we got locked in this deal is because nobody wanted to play Stony Point. So there you go. Just a little snapshot of how Mexico works. Just a little snapshot. Cartels come in. You try to start a little taco shop. And they come in and they say, you got to pay me. And you pay them. Another cartel comes in. You got to pay me. And you're like, but we're not going to make any money. And they're like, okay, you just talk back to me. Boom. Or right in front of the family. They'll chop the daddy's head off. But now that's not enough. They always kind of had this rule not to kill kids. Now they behead children. They behead women. And then when the governor of Arizona says there's beheadings going on, our media comes out and says there aren't, even though there were. You could go look it up in Arizona, beheadings. Very bizarre. And Mexican troops come across and shoot the guy on his jet ski on a Texas-Mexico border lake. It turns out witnesses later saw it, and they say the woman's lying on the news. Not true. There's no violence. See, because this is where we're going. We let the big banks 70, 80 years ago criminalize cocaine and heroin that the big mega banks were already the sole importers of, but they were losing their monopoly. So they just made it illegal. You could go to any five and dime and walk in and buy pure heroin, pure cocaine. And if you were dumb enough to go home and take it and die, that was your issue. Drug use was much lower statistically. It wasn't until the mid-30s they took cocaine out of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola flavoring is decoconated cocaine. It is a cocaine molecule. But it's called Coke, and people don't believe that. It's admitted. It's hidden in plain view. It's called Coke. I'll assure you, it's cocaine flavor. That's what a Coca-Cola is. That's what Pepsi is. That's what RC Cola is. That's the secret ingredient. It's a decoconated cocaine. So we let the big mega banks make their product illegal so they could corrupt police, make giant profits. And now they're taking over every other industry. And they openly, again, own most of the big mega prisons that are private. So they make money on that end, too. taxpayer money and the slave wages that pay the people to build widgets to then take your job. And now they're moving into everything's going to be illegal. Tomatoes in your backyard, garage sales.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
Okay, here's what's happened. I've only covered two or three articles. We're 20 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. Here's the type of news that's in front of me. CIA accomplice kept from leaving Pakistan. It goes on and says the doctor who ran a fake vaccination program to identify where bin Laden was has been held by the government. The whole thing is fake. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA, the UN, just look it up. It's mainstream news. It's been caught in every third world country you can name. Literally, it's incredible. for 50 years, injecting people with live syphilis, polio, the list goes on and on. And now they've got weapons that make that look like a complete joke. They're pumping autoimmune diseases into all of us. That's why just almost everybody I know is getting narcolepsy or all sorts of other problems. People all over are suddenly developing seizures, brain disorders. People are getting Alzheimer's at 30 years old. We're being soft killed. Diabetes doubled in 10 years. Cancer doubled in 10. God, I just... When you know reality, none of this bull matters anymore. That's why I get so mad when folks look at me and tell me about football and how important it is. And, man, well, what about this team? And I'm like, listen, they're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water on purpose, including uranium. And they're like, sure they are, little green men. I'm like, would you like to see official government documents? No, liar, I don't. The government wouldn't do that. Okay, and you know what? I understand they wouldn't. They shouldn't. I understand it sounds crazy. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. Every day, there is an army of psychopaths the New World Order has hired, and they have them hiring other psychopaths right now. They have programs to test them out, to find out who will do it. And they've got their army ready, and they're now moving against us, coming out and telling us that we basically are their slaves. That's all coming up today. New York judge rules that having a gun is a privilege. You need to prove why you need it. No paper or plastic. LA shoppers wary of proposed nightmare ban. Again, it's all about them telling you what you can and can't do and then grandstanding with this new environmental cult while they ignore all the serious environmental issues. Continuing with the news, we're going to get into Ron Paul and the debate last night and the fact that he won the MSNBC poll by more than 20 points ahead of his opponent. And so on the graph, he should have been way ahead of everybody. But they said he narrowly won the poll, and then they shrunk the graph down where he's just barely past Mitt Romney, even though he's got a lot more points than Mitt Romney. We'll show you the graph later if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and go over it here. But they always try little tricks. It's like, wow, he almost got – actually, look at the graph. It's almost double what they got. In fact, where is that in my stack? I start going from memory, and I don't want to get that wrong. Here it is. Ron Paul, border fence could be used to keep us in. I got a bunch of other Ron Paul articles here in my stack that when I get to it, I'm gonna go over it. And here it is. In fact, guys, why don't you? Yeah, there's the graph. Oh, they've now adjusted it since they got caught where he's winning by an even bigger margin. But as of last night's screenshot, they had the green graph where even though he has 51% and the next guy, Mitt Romney, has 18, so more than double, they just had Paul barely passed it. In fact, even in the screenshot from my article from this morning, they'd let it grow a little bit more. But last night, he was just a hair ahead of it. In fact, there's an article that Mike Adams did, MSNBC distorts post-debate poll results to falsify and depict Ron Paul as just barely winning. Again, MSNBC distorts post-debate poll results to falsely depict Ron Paul as just barely winning. And if you go to that article, you can see the screenshot link from last night where, in fact, here it is. If you guys give me a document cam shot, I can just show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv this right now, and then folks can go to InfoWars and read the article. But here's a screenshot last night where he was 43.5%, Mitt Romney at 21.5%. And look, he's only a little bit ahead. Now, since this got pointed out that MSNBC was showing this on TV and doing this morning they switched it to this when he had 48% and showed Paul somewhat ahead. Now the graph is accurate this morning, showing Paul's graph more than double ahead of everybody else. So see, we're catching them. We're catching on their tricks, and it's not working, so it's backfiring, and they're adjusting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Yeah, if you think Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are going to change course on the New World Order, well, I got some oceanfront property I'm ready to sell you. Let's let George Strait try to educate everybody out there being conned by these mainline neocons. Then we're going to our guest.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Okay, we are live. And, look, I know a lot of you want to respond to the Republican debate last night, all of this crazy news. They've got a new expansion of NAFTA into Asia, which is guaranteed to get rid of the few jobs we've got left. You had the carbon taxes, all the harassment. It's confirmed the U.S. in the last decade has dropped from number one competitive to number five in the world. Again, the big guys want to shut down their competition. Just like FEMA wants to shut down the state's power. They don't want anybody competing with them. The government wants to take your guns. They want the monopoly of force. This is the nature of power in history. And when you forget that, and when you don't defend freedom, and when you don't keep government small and in check and let them know that you're the boss, you get tyranny. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. It is an elementary equation, my dear Watson. I'm not that smart, folks. The Bible verse comes to mind. Out of the mouths of babes. I'm somebody that grew up in Dallas and watched the police deal the drugs and then watched them grandstand and talk about fighting drugs. That's what woke Alex Jones up. And I started to say, what I see on TV or what I hear the principal say in a speech, that isn't what's really going on. And these crooks have learned to wear uniforms, to wear a corporate uniform of a suit, to talk real calm and confident. They're con men and women. They operate in packs and gangs. There are still some good people left, mainly who were naive in government. The public's naivete is conjuring hell on earth. Only breaking the trance and waking up can reverse what's happening in our society. Now listen, it's a total overload of information, but first I'm going to take your calls before I get into any of this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I had the lady on yesterday, the blogger, Amy Alcon, who reportedly had the TSA go into her vaginal area. And they confirm they do this. They will either go in the pants or outside and check to see. With men, they squeeze your genitals to make sure they're real. I'm sorry to have to talk about this, but this is what goes on in America. And they grab and squeeze. It's many congressmen we've had on have described it as painful on this show. Ventura has described it to me privately as painful because he has to always go through because his hip goes off. And they go, let's see what those are. And they squeeze. And if you're not a man, you don't know, but that's extremely painful. It's God designed us so those things get kept intact and don't get hurt so you can pass on the genetics to the next generation. I don't want to get into any detail, but somebody can thump you and it can cause excruciating pain. Well, they grab and they lift you up and they do it to women and pilots on record. We've interviewed some of them, senior pilots, military veterans will go and some of them vomit. Some of them have gone and vomited on the scene because you got to sit there and take somebody. And sometimes they do it for a long time. And a lot of them are perverts and get off on it. And they sit there and rub on you. And the men really reportedly get upset when they go in between the butt cheeks. And that's in Ventura's lawsuit that I can't even say it on air. They go up in, try to make sure nothing's in there. And if my wife was doing that, it'd freak me out. That's not for that. Imagine a man or a woman doing this. I mean, I don't think I actually know what I'd do in this situation. And I haven't gotten into a lot on air, but I did go on one trip. They did start to grab on my 6-year-old daughter at the time, and I did get very angry. And I'm just glad we ended up getting out of it at the end of the day because it was I cannot travel with my children, okay? I just cannot let perverts grab on them, and I can't handle it. And it's coming to that point with tyranny. I don't want trouble. I'm not looking for it, but everybody knows where this country's going. And the system knows they're pushing us. They want people to go off. And at a certain point, I think we need to just take all this abuse for now. And just like Gandhi would do, he'd let them beat him in the head with sticks right in front of everybody because he knew everybody was watching. And they were wanting violence so they could really pull out the big guns. So we've got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run, to quote Kenny Rogers. Now that we're on a country music kick here, and I'm about to go to this caller, this mini guest who couldn't get on air yesterday, so we're going to her today to tell the TSA story. But when you look at what's happening and you realize this is scientific humiliation on purpose and literal submission training, and you see Miss USA crying. They went in her pants and into her body. Can you imagine the magnitude of that? And again, the pilot said, are you crazy? We're flying a giant $20 million plane that weighs tens of tons. You're going to trust us to fly it? You're going to have some goon do this? No, we're boycotting. And they said, we're not going to fly. We're going to have a pilot strike. And they said, oh, that's fine. We'll make a new line for you. We're not going to touch anymore. Grown men would have to not fly. They'd get so upset. If you don't want your pilot upset, they would go throw up, or some would get angry and then get arrested. You saw that. Hey, man, stop. What are you doing? Hey, get your hands off me. Oh, get the cops over. This guy doesn't like us grabbing his you-know-what. I can't handle it anymore. But again, the psychological warfare chiefs know what they're doing. Now, remember, it's the TSA people are baking with the regular X-ray scanners that are super high-powered with no real shielding on them, with open ends. It's going through a scanner with an open end. They're not behind lead walls. You're being hit by an X-ray machine. The globalists love this. Now they've got the other scanners. They've got their own internal reports they suppressed. Eightfold increase in cancer in the airports, the five airports they've been testing them now for almost 8 years. An eightfold increase. You pull this up. These people are walking dead. They live in an X-ray machine. Again, the globalists are about testing to see what they can do. It's like the Nazis. Can we get people? You know, they'd have women lined up naked and then lines of men lined up naked with babies in their arms. This is famous Nazi footage. All you folks who say the Nazis weren't brutal or evil, well, the footage is on record. And they would, and they'd have the people run in and watch the one group get shot, and then they would politely bow to the Nazis because, you know, they wanted to be proper. They would run down in the pit and they'd shoot the next group in the head and stand over and shoot the babies, and then the men would strip down and yes, sir. And I mean, I'm an extremist because I would have been killing people long before I ever got to that ditch. You understand that? And that's not an extreme statement. I'm not going to go in your ditch. And people are like, whoa, that's extreme. I guess I am. I guess in the land of insane people, the sane man is insane. I mean, just classic tyranny coming down on us like a ton of bricks, and I'm supposed to sit here and love it. Now I'm going to shut up and go to this caller because Kat, at the end of the show, got cut off yesterday. I went into 5 minutes of overdrive, and she still got cut off because I had to end the show. We got InfoWars Nightly News now, and I've got to get ready for it. A ton of work is going into this, folks. If you're not a member, become a member. Download the archive. Capture the stream. Share your passcode with your friends and family. Get this out to everybody, prisonplanet.tv. But she told the story, and this is how they describe it. They've basically mutated the Israeli system where they question you at three different checkpoints and ask where you're going, what you're doing. And then the Israelis are actually, I'm not saying their system's good, but it's been 100% effective. I'm not saying it's good for America, but it's been 100% effective in stopping all terrorism. They profile, they talk to people, they've got databases. But see, the globalists love saying, we're not going to profile here, and it's all based on a hoax to begin with, because everybody loses their rights. So now, I've actually been in airports and seen, even a year ago, the TSA at the counter, you know, when you're getting something to eat, reading a book about, you know, behavioral detection. So they read a few books, they go to a few classes, I think it's like 10 hours total, and then now they call you aside and say, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you angry today? Do you not like being questioned? And then if they don't like the way you talk, you go in a database and can't travel anymore and are kicked out. So it's God. It's God. And you've got this glow-in-the-dark radiation victim, moron, who's so stupid that they work in a radiation environment with no controls, violating federal law, with cancer exploding, but they love the power so much, and that's who they're picking out. A lot of these TSA just want the job. I've talked to them. I go through, and they say, we're awake. We know it's wrong. Thank you. Can I have your autograph? I'm like, but your supervisor, oh, he's a fan too. I mean, all over the country. So I don't want to just say they're all demons. It's all, and I've talked to them on and off air. It's the supervisors are always the control freak. It's like when you opt out, they go opt out, and then the thug comes over. the person that enjoys it, and the other ones are like, you know, of course, the thug kind of hides out in the back away from the radiation. They just come into the radiation bath, you know, to have a little power trip fun, and then they kind of swoop in to have a little psychic vampire feeding. And now they come over and say, did that make you angry? You didn't like, hey, is it making you angry? I'm grabbing your genitals. Yeah, it's making me angry. Oh, that's a terror sign. Get your stuff and get out of here. Non-refundable ticket. It's our country now. So I want to take you to Kat, who's 17 years old. She's in Pennsylvania, but she was flying out of another airport when this happened, to take her time, tell the whole story of what happened and how it ended with the behavioral modification. You said he had his arms behind his back, walking around like a third world dictator, chin up, just enjoying himself. So describe it. The scanning, the groping, and the interrogating. Tell us all about it.
Hi. Okay. Well, I was in Denver, Colorado, and so like I said, they were pushing everyone in the line for the TSA full body scanner, even though they had the regular ones right next to it. And I was up next, and she said, please, you know, go step up to the yellow tape. And I said, well, I'm underage, you know, I'm only 17. I don't feel like I should go through that. And I asked if there was another, like, method that I could do. And she said, well, we have five-year-olds that go through there. So you just go, and she was a lot louder and a lot more forcible.
We have five-year-olds go through there. Get in there, Tuts. So what happened next?
She had her hand on my back. She wasn't too forcible, but she still was touching me. And so I just went forward. You know, I was.
And again, you're supposed to be able to, quote, opt out, but they even admit all over they force people through these. So it's all unlawful garbage intimidation. Please continue.
Right. So, I step into the big machine, and they make me stand, you know, with everything spread out, and I really didn't like that. And
No, I mean, it's a perpetrator position. It's training you that you're a criminal, hands up, get ready for the scan. You see the images of the scans. You can see the bones in the fingers. You're being high-powered x-rayed. Please continue.
Yeah, exactly. I felt terrible, and not only did I have to do it one time, they messed up, and they had to do it another time. And something was wrong again, and they said, please step out. We're going to have to give you a pat-down. And I was like, wait, no, I refuse the pat-down. And as she started to go from my shoulders down, she was like, oh, I guess it's fine. It's probably just your zipper. Please move along. And, you know, the line kept going. My family went through, and then we were in the back putting on our shoes, and we were talking about it. We were obviously upset about it.
You were talking about it. Oh, you don't do that in America. What else happened?
So anyway, my brother and I were complaining about it, and this guy, he must have been all of 23 or something, he came over and he said, are you guys angry today? You seem angry. Are you all right? Where are you going? That kind of stuff. And my mom was just confused, and my brother said, no, sir, we're fine.
No, sir. See, no, sir, Mr. Nazi. No, sir, Mr. Soviet agent. This is how it, and now they admit, this is the training ground. They're now going on the streets of America and even high school proms. This is how America falls, with a bunch of weird quasi-minimum wage power trip people, the 10-hour psychology course, bossing everybody around. So he's like, are you angry? Where are you going today? He's getting ready to, that's it, get out of here. I'm God now. So tell us what happened next.
Well, I didn't think he liked my brother's tone, and also back in Philadelphia, they took my brother out for behavior analyzing. They made him go into a different line, you know, are you upset today? How are you? Where are you going?
Are you upset today because we're grabbing your genitals and putting you in microwaves? You don't like it? Well, that's a sign of crime as well.
And so, you know, they're already picking out my brother because he's got a beard. You know, he looks different. And so he just goes, he puts his hands behind his back and leans forward. And he goes, perception. And he strolls along and starts talking to other people. And my mom was like, let's get the hell out of here.
No, you must talk to them. See, it's all about you. And when you're in the Walmart and 9,000-plus other locations, big screens of Janet showing you the new terrorists, the white people planting bombs, the good minorities reporting them, just everywhere, big jumbotrons going up in major cities and malls, and just Homeland Security break-ins on the radio and going to your school and asking about mommy and daddy and walking with his hands behind his back. I'm a perception officer. Are you not liking things? And they admit in the future, well, you said your brother was taken away. It's like, take him away. And in the future, it'd be, where'd my brother go? He's going for further assessment. He's part of the homeland system.
They made him go into a different line than me and my mother. They were like, go and talk to this lady over here. And she stared into his face the whole time she was talking to him.
Oh, yes, they're so powerful. And then if you say, listen, you little sniveler, of course I don't like that. The government staged 9/11. You're living in a radiation bath here. You're always adding more, more, more. This is a psychological testing ground. This is an actual re-education camp to try to break the will of the American people and set the precedent to do whatever you want to us. Don't you understand you're part of this and I'm a human being? Oh, instantly, that's it. Get out of here. You're in a database. I'm God. And it's like, okay, enjoy the radiation. Enjoy it. And, oh, my God, it's pure evil. Do you enjoy the new Soviet America?
No, I don't.
Well, people say they just won't fly, Kat. But the problem is they're training the police in this. The school police, everything. This is the new secret police. Our government minders, a Chavano on every corner. Thank you, Kat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
weeks every day of more proof of just government raping us out of control. When government goes bad, the sky's the limit. The corporations that aren't free market just come in and lobby government and buy off government to do whatever they want. And there's just every form of corruption stacked on every form of corruption, and the system just exercises power. We're going to falsely order everybody to take a shot that we know has been killing people in the trials. And then Rick Perry kept saying last night when he was being put on the hot seat in the debate about it, hey, you tried to force girls to take a shot, and he went, I added and I allowed a opt-out. There is no opt-out. And he went, it was not a law, it was an executive order. He went on air and lied and said, it's an executive order, it's now law, you must take it. And people lined up. It was like, wow, the governor says I've got to take it. And I'm like on air going, here's the U.S. and state code. It's not true. He put it on the list of recommended shots to the state health department. They then recommend it to the schools. You don't have to take any of them. There's not even a waiver. There's no law. They ask you to sign a waiver that's a contract that then puts you on a list at the health department as if you're a bad parent. It's all a fraud. And those politicians just sit up there knowing all these games, knowing all these points, manipulating people. We're going to start the second hour and go to Luke, Reefer Seed, Sean, Donna, Judy, and others. We'll just take a bunch of calls. And then for 5 minutes, he's popping in. The artist, Alex Schaefer. I told you he'd get tens of thousands of dollars once he was on this show, particularly. It was going for like $1,000 till he was on the show. Then it was $10,000, and it went for $25,000 on eBay. The painting of Bank of America, not Bank of America, same thing, same difference. Chase Burning, and so he'll be popping in to talk about it. Closing last night at $25,000. A lot of people pointed out. I've gotten countless emails. Well, hey, the Denver airport's got weird Nazis machine gunning kids, burning buildings, burning cities. Coffins everywhere. Are the police going to come question or arrest whoever painted the Denver airport? By the way, Denver airport never explains what in Hades it means. You go to the Denver airport and you're like, what is this? Giant murals everywhere of people being killed. And they just go, move along. little dead girls in coffins and flowers. I mean, you talk about weird and macabre. Try to find the photos of the big Nazis and mowing down kids. Because I'm going to ask him that question. But the rest of the show, it's going to be phone calls and news. I've got Libya news. I will cover it. I've got a bunch of clips from the debate last night. We're going to be going over all of it. Yeah, weird paintings of the Grim Reaper and spirits taking children to hell with guys with big swords and Nazi uniforms chopping down the dove of peace. And I actually get the art. It looks like anti-war. That looks like Spanish Civil War or something. But still, are you going to send the police to question them? I think the big news here is that Ron Paul in the after poll won by more than double. He had more than double. He had 50-something now when it closed, and Romney at 18. And so they basically, you can go look at the graphs, they just had Paul barely beating him, even though if the graph was accurate, it'd be more than double. All the other graphs were accurate. And I guess to Paul, oh, he barely won, they said. Yeah, just by more than double. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.